We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Tuesday afternoon, Wichita police arrested a 34-year-old man in the 4500 block of South Broadway for buying stolen property and drug violations. Police believe this suspect is related to many criminal cases dating back to 2015 involving aggravated burglary, auto theft, and multiple cases of larceny from vehicles. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. We're seeing a few showers and thunderstorms developing in south-central Kansas this morning. Those will likely wind down. We'll see a break in the clouds, then windy and hot this afternoon with a high 94. South winds at 15 to 35 miles per hour. Another round of thunderstorms likely later on tonight. Some of those could be severe with a low 70. And then scattered storms Friday afternoon with a high 85. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thanks, Dan. No more. Mostly cloudy, 74 degrees, southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. The Wichita Police Department has partnered with Starbucks to create a safe harbor for victims of LGBT discrimination or hate crimes. The program began last year in Seattle and is designed to provide anyone who has been victimized a place to get help. Police Sergeant Don Kimball says the staff at every Wichita Starbucks has now been trained to help those who are in need and to contact authorities.
This initiative is just a furtherance of that, to improve those relationships between the LGBT community and with the Wichita Police Department.
One of the goals is to help members of the LGBT community feel comfortable making police reports and to report any type of crime to authorities. Sedgwick County Commissioners and Wichita City Council members got together Wednesday afternoon to discuss the agreement for ambulance services. Part of the discussion focused on outside vendors providing ambulance service. Here's Wichita City Council member Pete Meitzner.
There's a group in Kansas City that contacted me. There's a local one operating today that has contacted me. There's one in another adjoining state that I don't want to say which state that had contacted. And all three of them basically was a frustration in that when they try to visit with EMS or county officials, that they don't even get a meeting.
It appears there's going to be further discussion on this matter, leading to a delay in contract talks. A former Kansas Highway Patrol trooper has been indicted on a charge alleging that he used excessive force.
Federal grand jurors in Topeka returned the indictment Wednesday in the case against James Carson. The indictment says Carson, quote, physically assaulted and caused, quote, bodily harm to a person identified only with the initials RT. It says the alleged June 2013 incident deprived RT of civil rights of due process. The U.S. Justice Department provided no other information about what happened. Carson worked for the agency from July 2000 until August 2013. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS National News Time, 8:34.
The congressional investigation into Russian election interference moves closer to President Trump's inner circle. ABC News has learned investigators want to talk to his longtime bodyguard, now Oval Office Director Keith Schiller. The president has predicted a great result on health care reform. Republican leaders are scrambling to revise their bill before tomorrow's July 4th break. And ABC's Stephanie Ramos tells us the House is taking up immigration.
The House is set to debate two bills. The first is Kate's Law, which would impose harsher mandatory minimum prison sentences on deportees who re-enter the United States. For those who have been convicted of non-immigration crimes, stronger penalty increases. The second bill is the No Sanctuary for Criminals Act, which would bar federal dollars from sanctuary cities.
Part of President Trump's executive order on immigration takes effect today. Refugees and those from six Muslim-majority nations must now prove what the Supreme Court called a bona fide relationship to the U.S. I'm Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning. Are you ready for golf, boating, and all the other outdoor activities that come with this time of year? Don't forget your hat for ultimate sun protection. Go see the best selection in town and the best service at Hatman Jack's. Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. 8:35, Steve and Ted. Some changes in the cast could be coming for Fast and Furious. Entertainment news now, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, maybe. One actor may be thinking about pulling out of that franchise, and the latest on Game of Thrones.
Wherever you go, I go.
Or maybe not. Michelle Rodriguez has been a part of the Fast and Furious franchise from jump, but she says if the movies don't start making women more central to the action, she may say so long. She posted on Instagram, quote, I hope they decide to show some love to the women of the franchise on the next one, or I just might have to say goodbye. She adds she's grateful for the ride and the fans. Fast and Furious 9 is due out in 2019. We already knew Game of Thrones Season 7 will be the shortest yet, but showrunners D.B. Weiss and David Benioff say it'll feature the longest episode ever at 90 minutes. They also tell Entertainment Weekly they're about done writing the 8th and final season. Game of Thrones Season 7 returns to HBO July 16th.
Got a secret.
Tuesday's Pretty Little Liars series finale ended on a high note. It pulled in 1.4 million viewers, the biggest audience in a year, but nearly 4 million viewers shy of its series record. I'm Christopher Watson.
Rob Lowe says he thought he was going to be killed during an encounter with a Bigfoot creature while filming his new A&E docuseries. Lowe says the encounter took place in the Ozarks, in the area around Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma.
Just for real?
Yeah.
Sort of a creature down there in the Ozarks?
Lowe says he and his sons were camping there to investigate a Bigfoot-like creature known to locals as a wood ape during a shoot for the Lowe Files when something began to approach their camp. Lowe says he was lying on the ground thinking he was going to be killed. He adds that he's fully aware the story makes him sound like a crazy Hollywood kook.
Yeah.
The Lowe Files follows the actor and his sons, Matthew and John Owen, as they explore mysterious phenomena across the country.
Have you heard of Kickapoo Joy Juice? They've got it down there.
Yeah, they've got that too. Yeah.
He probably ran into a couple of the bald knobbers down there.
Probably bald knobber approaching their tent.
Did he say whether they were barefoot?
I think he's
smoking corncob pipes.
I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
Probably dark, mysterious. This is what's going on there. Rob Lowe got a little scared. Hey, it's time for Battle of the Network Stars.
Oh, boy.
The 70s and 80s celebrity competition series returns tonight on ABC. UFC champ Ronda Rousey is one of the team captains. She said it was hard getting the celebrities to check their vanity at the door.
They don't want to look foolish. They don't want to let their makeup to spill. They don't want their hair wet. And I think it's a great relief to actually take that worry away. And so I kind of feel like that's one formative thing that we could do during this day that we have with these people is to have them let go of that weight on them, that weight of perception. And everyone seems to be much happier for it by the end of the day.
So who are we going to see? Is Adrian Barbeau going to be there?
I understand that some of the old competitors from the 70s and 80s are coming back.
How about
so you never know.
David Hasselhoff, you think he'd be in there?
Mm. Of course, he wasn't on the original. He was kind of after that.
No, I guess so. Who can I think of? Who was the...
I've heard Charlene Tilton is coming
back.
Charlene
Tilton from Dallas.
Yeah.
Little Charlene.
I've heard she's one of the old-timers that's coming back.
Mm. I'm
trying to think who
else.
Who
was that tall blonde that used to be on Tonight Show all the time? Oh, gosh.
Susan Anton?
Yeah. Susan Anton? Is Susan Anton?
Not sure if she'll be back or not. Yeah, so they're bringing back some of the old guard. I wonder if Gabe Kaplan will come
Gabe
back.
Gabe Kaplan.
I wonder if he still has that big afro.
Bo Derek might show up there.
Actress Denise Richards is not on this first episode, but she is on one of the teams this season. She tells ABC Radio she loved the show as a kid.
They don't want to look foolish. They don't want to let
their
makeup show.
It was one of the very first reality shows, and you got to see celebrities completely out of their element, and you got a glimpse as to how they really are. And I think that's why the show did so well back then.
Yeah.
Of course, there is one component of the show. That
swimming?
One component of the show that will not be there. Well, and that's the X factor, I think, is that Howard Cosell was the guy that did the announcing on the original
show,
one.
The Battle of the Network.
Which he added a gravitas and a humor at the same time to the whole thing that was going on.
Tongue in cheek.
It's going to be hard to find that person this time around.
Yeah.
We'll see how they do with it.
Okay.
Battle of the Network Stars tonight on ABC.
By the way, for those who've never seen it, they just take it in there.
They just take
track and field type stuff.
They take TV stars and put them in like little amateur athletic competitions.
Swimming. You know.
Yeah.
stuff like
bicycle
that.
Races and swimming.
Yeah.
And they're completely out of their element.
They're a little bit out of their element
and you get to doing something you don't usually see them do. And it's kind of fun.
Right.
Back in the day. We'll see how
the
reboot does here in the 21st century. It's considered the most expensive item offered in a movie memorabilia auction.
Oh.
It should come as no surprise. The piece is from one of the most popular and lucrative movie franchises ever, Star Wars. An R2-D2 droid used in several of the Star Wars movies went for nearly $3 million. The auction house Profiles in History says the 43-inch tall unit was cobbled together from parts used in the original trilogy. Don't know who bought it.
What's a droid?
A robot.
Oh, okay.
A non-human.
Non-human. Ooh.
There were other big-ticket Star Wars items sold off as well. A Luke Skywalker lightsaber from the first two Star Wars movies went for $450,000.
Wow.
Darth Vader's helmet from the original sold for $96,000. Mm. And these are things put together by the prop department that probably cost them about 40 or 50 bucks to cobble together.
Yeah, probably.
And they're selling...
Took some parts from a vacuum cleaner.
And they're selling for huge, huge money here. Hey... Lots of new voters for the Oscars and some late-night TV viewers.
A record number of invitations just went out to one of Hollywood's most exclusive clubs. Membership in the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, or people who get to vote on the Oscars.
I used to want to save the world.
Wonder Woman Gal Gadot is on the list, as is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jordan Peele, Chris Pratt, and the oldest name this year, 95-year-old Betty White. 744 invitations in all, the biggest class ever, and the list is 39% female and 30% people of color, in an attempt to correct decades of underrepresentation by women and minorities. Scratch that win for Jimmy Fallon. Tuesday, NBC crowed about winning the late night wars last week in total viewers for the first time in 5 months, but they didn't count DVR viewing. Those numbers are in, and Colbert regained the lead. It's a boy for action star Jason Statham and model actress Rosalie Huntington-Whiteley. She posted a pic on Instagram revealing the name, Jack Oscar Statham. It's the first child for the engaged couple. He's 49, she's 30. I'm Jason Athenson.
Last night was opening night downtown Music Theater Wichita for its second show of the summer. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers opened last night. Music Theater has six more performances on the next 4 days.
A lot of singing, a lot of
dancing.
Seven
Brides for Seven Brothers, some fantastic dancing in that show. That will definitely entertain you. They'll have shows tonight, tomorrow, two shows on Saturday, two more on Sunday. Go check out Seven Brides for Seven Brothers downtown Music Theater Wichita. And happy birthday today. Actor Gary Busey is 73 today. For Steve, you and I Gary Busey live at the Orpheum Theater a few years ago.
I believe he played football down at Coffeyville JUCO, if I'm not mistaken. He came to town to put on a big show at the Orpheum. You know, he played the Buddy Holly in the film.
A showing of the Buddy Holly story, and Gary Busey was there. Holly's widow was there. And then Buddy started singing songs after the show was
not
over.
Buddy. Gary.
Or Gary, I mean. Yeah, Gary.
And he got about halfway through the first song, and he couldn't remember any of the lyrics.
Yeah.
And that's when you stood up and said,
okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Too many accidents falling off motorcycles or something. But anyway, how old is Gary now?
Gary is 73
that's
today.
It's amazing that
Happy
he's made
birthday,
it this
Gary
far.
Busey.
Yes, sir.
That's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in
Derby.
Derby. Just head on right down there on K-15 to 208 South Baltimore, and you'll get yourself a super tasty pizza at Pizza John's in Derby.
Derby. 8:43 now. Local health facility is expanding. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal has details on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.